The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us each and every Tuesday at noon on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. He is Jeff Francoeur. Jeff, always appreciated. How you doing this afternoon?
I am good, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. Where are the whereabouts? Are you at home on a Tuesday, or are you on the road again calling baseball?
I am actually in Chicago, where it's about 50 and crazy windy, so it should be a fun one tonight.
All right, so speaking of fun, Travis d'Arnaud, how do you account for what's going on here?
Man, it's unbelievable. I mean, he is in the, you know what you call that, man? Being absolutely locked in and in the zone, where you just feel like every pitch you're going to crush. And, I mean, it's what a perfect time to do this, too, with Murph out. You know, starting to try to rehab, get better, like to step up that way. I mean, gosh, how beautiful is it?
Jeff, how often does it happen that a catcher has a career, I'll call it a resurgence, but his last act is better than any other act financially, acclaim, the ring, everything that comes with being Travis d'Arnaud now is he's not thought of as a backup catcher. He is the catcher for the Atlanta Braves right now.
Yeah, for sure. And look, when, you know, I think it was proven, like most other teams, if you had Sean Murphy, he's catching 120 ball games, right? But like, you know, here, I think the great thing is that you can really save Murph legs too, you know, especially with him being signed to that deal now. And you can throw, you know, Travis in there and you feel like you're not really losing much, or you got a guy that is a pro and knows how to do it. And so, you know, I'll continuously say, like, the idea, what the Braves have been able to do with the two catcher system, is interesting. And I think at times you're like, man, you got to wonder sometimes, but you know what, if everybody's getting paid and everybody's playing well and happy, you can see it works, and it is for them.
The narrative of his career, I don't know how close he was to being the backup in Kansas City or someplace else where it might have just been finish out, because that's how a lot of catchers finish. Derek in the studio looked it up. From 2007 to 2019, he made $9 million. From 2020 on, he's made $35 million. The narrative of his legacy and the narrative for his family has changed since he's come to Atlanta.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about it, right? Like, you go to some places, and I hate to say it, like, you just, maybe you're not relied on as much, right? Or it's like, okay, you're going to be the backup. Like, he's come here, and it's like, hey, these guys depend on me, not only to catch a staff, but to put up offensive numbers. And that can rejuvenate you. I mean, I think, look at Charlie Morton, man. I mean, later in his career, knowing that, man, just because I'm older, but I got some of my best stuff right now, and these guys are relying on me. And, that can drive you, you know, to play better, to step up. And I think with Travis, you're seeing it's a perfect example that's done it for him.
Jeff Francoeur is with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Incidentally, Travis d'Arnaud will be on with Chuck and Chernoff at 2:30 this afternoon. We saw Bryce Elder back last night. Doesn't walk anybody, does allow 8 hits. The Marlins run into trouble and out of that first inning as the shutout is preserved there. But this is what we're going to see, right, for the most part. Elder is going to pitch through traffic and rely on that double play ball at times.
Look, it's what he's always done, and I've always said it, like, playoffs regardless, like, you know, you take that out of the equation. I've always said it. I'd love to have Bryce throw for me every 5 days. You know, you're going to get innings. You know, he's going to, for the most part, put the ball in play. And going back to last year, most of the time you're getting 6 innings from him, if not more, you know, a couple more last night like that with 6 2/3. So he can save a pen, and, you know, it was a tough conversation, right? I talked to Snit back at the end of spring training. Like, you got a guy that did everything you asked him to do last year, made the All-Star team, and you basically told him, you're not making the team this year out of camp. And that's tough, but I think for Bryce to have the attitude to go down there and say, you know what, I know I'm going to get my shot sooner than later. And I've always said it, I have no problem with him pitching every 5 days.
It is kind of amazing. You have the best record in baseball. Ronald's got a home run. Riley's mired in it. Olson's mired in it right now. And, oh, yeah, let's go back to it. You have the best record in baseball.
Well, it's unbelievable when you think about it, this team, what they're able to constantly do, whether it's Spencer getting, hurt, as you said, Ronald not getting off to the best start, Ozzie getting hurt, and just people fill in, man. And when they come here, it's like they feel comfortable, and other guys step up. And, you know, I've said it, Ronaldo Lopez, what he's done has been awesome. So these guys continue to just roll along, and it's like it really is. It's like business as usual, man. You know, you and that's why I think you saw Spencer Strider. I love it. These guys don't need me to win the World Series. Would you love to have him? Come on. Of course. You know, he's your horse out there, but I think he also knows what they've done without Ronald before with winning the World Series, that this team is more than just one guy.
I don't know what the record is, but when Ozzie gets reinstated, whether it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back on the active roster, they're going to have 12 guys who've made an All-Star team at some point in their career. They're going to have 12 guys out of their 26 who've been an All-Star. I don't think that's a record, but it is kind of amazing because Travis d'Arnaud said the other day when he was deflecting from his 3-home-run game, we got a lot of guys around here. Yeah, he mentioned All-Stars, and we looked last night. There's 12 of them out of 26 guys.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's the depth of what you have, the thing. And we talked about with Chris Sale, all of a sudden, right, you're Chris Sale. You've kind of been in a tough situation the last couple of years, in Boston, the team wasn't great. You were kind of injured a little bit. And all of a sudden you come here, man, you get rejuvenated. And it's like, man, I got a chance to win a World Series. I got a chance to be a guy in this rotation. And I think that's the one thing I don't think Alex gets enough credit for, is really kind of looking into the guy, the situation, what it possibly looks like, is it a bounce back? Pierce Johnson's a great example of that. We got him last year. You remember, everybody was kind of like, man, look at those numbers. But if you really dig in a little more, looking at Coors Field, looking at what they like. And I mean, he has been freaking lights out for the most part every time as a Brave. So I think that's one thing Alex does a really good job is it's not just the players, it's not just the numbers. He looks at the whole package.
And again, look at a guy like Orlando Arcia and what they gave up. Two pitchers, Patrick Weigel and Chad Sabaka, and now this guy's an all-star shortstop. So nobody's going to bat 1,000 as a GM. But, boy, deals like that obviously go a long way.
Well, I still laugh because, we had Alex in the booth last year, if you remember, opening day, and Orlando signed that extension. What was it, like 3 years, 7.5 or something like that? And he was up in the booth with us in the second inning on opening day. And Orlando got the first RBI of the year last year, got a base hit to right. And I remember Alex, we kind of joked. And he said, well, there you go. I look like a genius. And, well, come full circle, he does look like a genius on that one now. And that's the thing. Guys have kind of come in, and it wasn't easy to replace Freddie Freeman. Matt's done a great job. Wasn't easy to replace Dansby. And Orlando's done a great job. So, If you can hit with those and then some of the other guys, like you said, you're not going to get everyone right, but Alex has done the majority of them right.
I don't think we talked to you about this last week, but I brought up the year that Lopez, to me, he's changing the narrative of what this year is going to be for him going back to the booth, because back to the pen because I kind of believe I need him as a starter. He's got 2 years after this. Do you think if you're talking about Morton, Fried, and Strider maybe not being there for the beginning of the year, isn't this guy a starter from here on out, or at least until he proves otherwise?
Yeah, I think you got to, right? I think one thing Smith made a good point, too, with talking about Lopez, he's a big kid. You know, it's not like he's got a small frame. You know, he's a big boy. So when you think about, you know, does that help maybe, you know, some of the nerves as far as pitch count, what it gets to? You know, I think, you know, what you keep an eye on. And one thing I love about the Braves, right, is people just always go by innings. And I like what Snit uses a lot, and I've heard Alex say too, stressful innings. You know, how much are they out there really laboring and having to battle, and how many times you're out there just, okay, here's six pretty easy innings where I haven't had to, you know, stress a lot. I think there's a big difference in that too. I mean, look, they are going to have to watch it as he goes. I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to log 180 innings after doing this, but I do think you can get creative to keep that down because I do believe he is going to be a big part of that rotation come September, October.
And maybe for the next 2 years because it's 2 for 20.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, right? If you go in and throw him 120 something this year, you know, and he makes the, you know, does in the playoffs, absolutely. Then you feel like going into next year, you know, he's good to go. So I truly believe he's a perfect guy to be in this rotation for the next 3 years.
Jeff Francoeur with us. Before we let you go, as you join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, I want to get your thoughts on Hunter Wendelstedt. I know we've talked about Angel Hernandez, but not only did he get it wrong throwing out Aaron Boone yesterday, I think taking off the mask and yelling at him, he instigated that whole incident.
Yeah, you know, Hunter's a throwback, man. I like Hunter. Hunter's actually tossed me before. I threw my hat on the field back when they just started instant replay in 16 when I was in Atlanta. And, you know, that was a kind of a weird scenario yesterday, right? And then I saw kind of what he read after the game, or I read it from the pool reporter where he kind of said, I just heard, he didn't necessarily say Boone. He said, I heard someone in the dugout, he's the manager of the Yankees, so I'm throwing him out. And, you know, I think that was a quick reaction. And I think you're kind of seeing maybe an excuse for that. Like, hey, maybe the fan did yell at me and I threw Boone out, you know. But I will tell you this, man, is the video not awesome? I mean, he's just sitting there in his aviators and all of a sudden.
And the audio, both.
He's just, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you time it all up, it was just a hilarious sequence of events. But
a perfect review,
you know,
a perfect review for something that's not reviewable.
Well, and I always say, like, who's the best umpires in baseball, right? When you really get down to it, it's the guys you never hear of, the names, and that's because they're doing their job, right? But like I said, I've always liked Hunter. I've had a good relationship with him. But, you know, at the same time, some of the older guys like that, look, they're gonna kind of set their mark every once in a while, and I think you saw that yesterday.
Hey, real quick, what did it cost in 2016 to get thrown from a game? And I'm assuming they take a rake directly from your paycheck. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. I think it was like $1,000, and it all depends what you say, right? Like, that was a great thing. My first time I ever got tossed in 06 when I was in San Diego, Bobby came running out and, of course, got tossed with me. And I was like, what do I do? And he's like, well, go up in the cold tub, have a few beers, get your legs ready for tomorrow. And he was like, and you're going to get fined this, you know, $500 or $1,000 on depending what you say. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said, or you can do what I do. I just send $50,000 in every year at the beginning of the year. So I always appreciated that.
He ran it like a debit account.
Yeah, he did. He knew he was going to have, you know, 10 or 12. So he's like, here you go.
And then I'll just get back the difference at the end of the year. All right, bundle up in Chicago tonight. You got the Astros and the Cubs. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.